Jordan Lewis, good morning. I hope you are well. I'm sure you, like other Cape Townians, are looking at the email that you're going to get from your bank about the increased repo rate, and even mayors say, "Aish."
Aina, it hurts, man. It really hurts. I absolutely take aish along with you.
There's a few things I want to talk about. Let's start with, I think, the light, and then we'll go to some of the shade. It's a big weekend for the city of Cape Town. 55,000 fans making their way into the City Bowl. The city, as on previous match days, said, let's get traffic organized. It's completely congested on a game day. Firstly, let's talk about, it's a big boom for South African Cape Town tourism. There's already 5,000 traveling Munster fans in the city already.
It is a very nice boom. I've heard the number 5,000, even a few more. We've got some people traveling from the rest of the country as well. So it is a huge boom. We're going to have a great weekend in the whole city, and I'm sure that some of those fans will also stay a few days and see some more of Cape Town next week as well.
What the city has done is opened more My City routes, and we've been talking about it throughout the course of the week. Not just the park and ride in the CBD at the My City station, but also Century City, UCT, also being used as pick-up and go points.
That's right, and we're really encouraging people to use it. Every week I've been getting messages from people on social media saying how efficient, how great the park and ride system is, that they're back at their car within 20 or 30 minutes from the end of the game. And so I really just encourage people to use it. They can pick it up at Century City, at UCT, at the Civic Center, and at Tybalt Square down on the foreshore.
There's a question here, Jordan, that asks, who can the mayor speak to at Eskom to ensure for at least between the hours of 6:30 and 8:30, and hopefully if there's a trophy ceremony afterwards, that we keep the lights on?
Sure. No, I'm afraid that's not going to be possible. We've tried before to get exemptions, and given the pressure that Eskom's under with the high stages of load shedding, they're not offering exemptions for anything like that.
Of course, we're a city that faces duality and the binary of the light and the shade. It's, we're looking forward to the hope and the joy that tomorrow is likely to bring. Even if we don't win, it's a joyous occasion. But we also look at the real concerns in the city of Cape Town. Earlier this week, your MACO member for mobility, Rob Quintus, he was doing an inspection in the Joe Slovo area. The convoy that he was traveling in came under attack, gunmen opening fire. There has been a concern in the past of the city of extortion gangs, particularly extorting city crews. If you could maybe give some details, was this week's incident an opportunistic shooting, or is it connected to ongoing extortion and intimidation of city construction workers?
No, all the evidence suggests that it was just an opportunistic attempted robbery. The suspect was found with a number of cell phones on him, which suggests that he had already robbed some other people as well, probably smash and grabs and the like. That's what the evidence suggests, but I don't want to say anything conclusively because, of course, it's the police are investigating it. They have to question the suspect once he's out of hospital, and still try and find there were two assailants. The one was injured and the other one got away.
It doesn't give any optimism that this is opportunistic, because the city and particularly refuse workers have been intimidated in the last few weeks.
Absolutely. I mean, we've had our refuse workers in the Philippi, Kosovo, Samora Michelle area working under extreme conditions the last 3 weeks. They've had to be escorted by law enforcement because of the amount of extortion happening there in that part of the city. So, yeah, there are some serious concerns. We're about to launch a public campaign on extortion to try and get communities to help us find who is doing this. We believe that most communities know exactly who is behind this but are too afraid to speak out. And so we are investing resources in trying to make sure that people can report it absolutely anonymously and remain secret. and have our own investigative resources in the city so that we can try to make progress on this.
Jordan, I hope that even for 2 hours we make Cape Town smile on Saturday, and then we get back to Absolutely. Doing the real work of the city. Mayor Jordan Hill Lewis there, 021-446-0567. Morning, Lester. Aren't we also getting the electricity price increase next month as well? The SHIT is about to get real for everyone in a very bad way. My whole office is panicking. Parents are worried about their relationships, that it's taking strain. Maybe there's a conversation in that, how to deal with the economic situation with kids and family. I can totally appreciate that. Firstly, I think that city customers get the electricity tariff increase on the 1st of July. Eskom customers already received their belt tightening on the 1st of April, and I felt that already. I input bulk electricity at the beginning of the month, so that I don't have to late in the month, and I don't because I often forget to check my meter. But before April, I put in R1,000, and that would largely mean that I would meet the next month's obligation, and maybe with a score or so units left over. Not this month. I really felt that 18% Eskom increase. And what about you? 021-446-0567. You can drop me a WhatsApp, 072-567-1567.